and welcome. You are listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, and I'm really excited today because our whole show today, we are going to focus on the Chris Elliott Fund for Glioblastoma Brain Cancer Research. And we've been talking about what Delann Elliott is my guest today, what she's been doing and what the organization has been doing. Very exciting things. I've posted on Facebook about the brain cap, as they call it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But I just am just really excited to get into our discussion with Delann today. But before we do that, we did want to remind everybody that the Walk the Talk with Kim show is sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson promise. And I am really, really excited. We're just going to jump right in today. No small talk today. Although we will say hello to Eric. Eric, how are you today?
Thank you for making a little bit of small talk to say hello to me. I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Well, I'm discombobulated. I think we were talking a little bit. We're in a different studio today.
Yes, we were in a temporary transition studio, if you will, because we're upgrading our main studio at the KKNW Towers here. So, so everything's a little bit different. I mean, we've got all the same equipment. Well, actually, it's slightly different equipment, but we're just...
It doesn't look anything like it did.
It's all kind of different, but yes. Hopefully we'll get through this, without too many glitches.
Well, I think we'll be fine. It's interesting because today, May, I was talking about this, is a month of birth for me. Mm. It's my birthday this month, first of all.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Not yet. But it will be soon.
Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday. Yeah. We'll be talking about it all month. It is my birthday. But it'll be a year that I've been on the radio. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years in May that I left corporate America to start my own business. It seems like I graduate in May. I mean, there's a lot of different things that happened this month. So I've been a little bit discombobulated see, all day long. And I think it's because my right brain is just getting free right now. It's just going, yay, it's party and birth and new experience. And it's just moving faster than my left brain can keep up. So throw this whole experience where we're in a different studio at me, and it's just creates a little bit of drama, which should be fun for our listeners.
Fun for everybody.
Yes, very excited. Fun for Delann, who's sitting here going, oh, dear Lord, I picked today to come talk with Kim. Wonderful. Well, we'll see exactly how this goes. How are you doing, Delann?
I'm good, Kim. Thanks for having me today.
You're one of my new favorite people.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, you have all kinds of fun energy and things going on. But let's talk real briefly. I know folks have heard the story, but for those that haven't, let's talk about why you're here. You've been on this 10-year Is it this month, 10 years?
It is, May 18th.
I'm telling you.
So I just actually loved your segue, which was, your left brain's doing this, and your right brain's doing that. And May happens to be National Brain Tumor Awareness Month as well.
There you go. It's all about the gray matter.
It is. Brains matter.
Brains do matter. So, little aside, talking with my daughter this morning, and I bought a book about the brain, and she wanted to take it to school. And so she's reading about the brains. And she said, what's gray matter, Mom? And so I went into this... she asked me the right question. I went into this whole, we're at the kitchen table, this whole Discovery Channel explanation, and I'm using props and we got stuff. And she looks at me, she goes, okay, so what you're telling me is that our brain is made up of Cheez-Its and life water, because that was my props I was using. And I went, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
That's exactly what it's
and
used
a little
for.
Bit more.
And a lot more. The brain is so complex, and I love the direction that we're going in terms of brain health. So let's take a step back, though, before we talk about brain health and some incredible things that are going on. You are the founder and executive director and the everything for the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Brain Cancer Research. How did you get started in this organization?
I wear a lot of hats. Thanks, Kim. My story.
She literally does. She was wearing one when she came into the studio.
Wasn't that awesome? I love it when women wear hats.
Very cool hat.
It's a very cool hat.
Why, thank you.
Digress.
One of many, apparently.
I have lots of hats. I love hats. So my story begins, actually, a lot of people in the United States. 22,000 people are diagnosed a year with brain cancer, with glioblastoma. And 12 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with brain cancer, and that was my first step into this adventure. And I say adventure because it really has been quite the learning adventure for my family, for me, for our friends, And really for a lot of people, because we decided going through this whole process that there has to be a lot of education and awareness about this disease in order for us to change how it's going to be treated going forward. So 12 years ago, I heard the words glioblastoma for the very, very first time. I speak to groups all the time, and I am not ashamed to tell people that I knew nothing about brain cancer. I knew nobody with brain cancer, brain tumor. It did not affect my life. I didn't think about brain cancer, brain tumors at all, ever. So
why would you?
Well, you know, why would I, right? I'm just like everybody else. And I had a really great life, and everything was going on just wonderfully. And all of a sudden, wow, I got an education of a lifetime.
That's not something anybody wants to face.
No, they do not.
No.
However, that was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen an incredible amount of awesome treatment options happening, experimental treatments, research, education, and awareness. We've seen so much happening with this disease. I, of course, want to see a lot more, and I definitely want to see a cure. But when I think back 12 years ago, what was available to us at that time, and I look at what's available to people today, there's definitely hope.
You know, not only in brain cancer research, but I'm seeing in behavioral research and social psychology research and neurobiology research, there's a lot of focus, explosive focus, on the power of the brain, also the power to heal. I can imagine that giving that kind of diagnosis, though, 12 years ago, we had never heard of anything like that. And of course, we know Ted Kennedy passed of glioblastoma. And I just heard about a golfer. He was like 52 or something years old. Was that what he had too?
That is exactly what he had. Yes, he did. He just died a few days ago, actually.
That's I remember hearing that on the news. I was wondering if that was the same. Yeah. So it happens pretty fast. You get diagnosed with it. And
a lot of people are diagnosed and they're given, 12 months, 16 months, 20 months to live. There are people who are diagnosed and they only have 3 months to mm-hmm. live. There are people who are diagnosed who are here today, 5 years later, 12 years later, 20 years later. So I do want to make sure people understand that this disease, although horrific and terrible, it can be fought. And there are people living with this disease today. So I want people to know that.
Yes.
You know, when I say hope, I say it with capital letters, because there really is hope, and you do need to believe that you can fight this disease. And those are the people that make it.
Yes, those that believe that they can, and they do. So what has changed in the last 10 years as it relates to, has glioblastoma become more prevalent? Are more people diagnosed with it, or we're just recognizing it and actually have treatments for it where before we didn't?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I actually personally feel that the diseases is on the rise. When my husband was diagnosed 12 years ago, at that time, 17,000 patients a year in the United States were diagnosed. Now we say between 22,000 and 25,000 patients a year are diagnosed in the United States, with another 17,000 being diagnosed in Europe. So I see a rise.
Mm-hmm.
I see that we're definitely diagnosing this disease faster and better. Also,
that's good.
What is neat, if I look at what's happened in the last 12 years, so there's been three new brain tumor treatments, basically FDA approved in the last 35 years, right? So my husband was diagnosed in August of 2000. And in January of the year 2000, standard protocol treatment right now is a drug called Timodor. And Timodor was approved in January of 2000. Then just last year, we saw the FDA approve a drug called Avastin for brain cancer as well. And just last month, actually April 15th, the FDA approved another treatment. It is the very, very first device for treating brain cancer ever. So it's very historic.
Yes.
And it is we'll get into that much, much more, but it's completely safe. There are no side effects. It's proven to be just as effective as the chemo that we have available to us for standard care for brain cancer. And you know what? I feel like we're on a roll. I feel like we have momentum as far as brain cancer treatment. And I do know there are other things in the pipeline right now that are going through the clinical trials and definitely headed towards proposal for FDA approval. So I'm really excited about where this disease is going as far as treatment and education and awareness, because I do see things changing.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. I do want to talk about this. It's very historic. I don't think that we really have done it justice, or anyway, I haven't on the show. And so we want to talk more about it, because it's not only hope for brain cancer, it's hope for, it's a totally different way of looking at treating cancer. And I'm just, I really want to delve into that a little more. And then we do want to talk about education outreach, as well as how people can get involved and help. So you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. And we will come back with Delann Elliott and talk more about the Chris Elliott Fund for glioblastomic brain cancer research. Come on back. We have a lot of great conversation yet to come.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Ariano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ariano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you for coming back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano. Wanted to let you all know about this incredible project that we have going on in the Snoqualmie Valley. There is a collective effort by a lot of Valley organizations, too many to name here. We've got Encompass, the Covenant Church, the Snoqualmie Valley Hospital, the Hospital Foundation, Snoqualmie Valley Women in Business, the Moose Lodge, just all of these different organizations, the Kiwanis, the Rotaries, that have all come together, and we decided that we wanted to do something for the underprivileged in the Snoqualmie Valley. So these participants have grouped together to become One Voice, and One Voice is getting together on June 4th. From 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we are going to be giving away items to Valley families in need. We're going to be giving away toilet paper, bars of soap, bathroom products, diapers. We're going to be giving away clothing, flip-flops, laundry soap, anything that we can that these families need. So what we're asking from the Walk the Talk listeners is we need donated products. Again, toilet paper, bars of soap, bathroom products, grocery store gift cards, unused gift cards, clothing, anything that you have, we'll be accepting at Encompass on 1407 Bulch Avenue in North Bend between May 1st and June 2nd. And if you have any financial contributions you want to make, let us know that as well. I'll have all this information on the Walk the Talk with Kim Facebook page as well as our website. And if you are or know of a family that is underprivileged, please come out. We're not verifying any of that. You just come out and let us know your need. We figure that people with need are going to be there, and we want to make sure you get the help that you need and the support that you need. So it's a great program. It's nothing really super formal in terms of an organization. It's just a bunch of people that got together that really care. And we want to make sure that that you've got what you need out there. So again, that's going to be at the Snoqualmie Valley Resource Fair, sponsored by One Voice, and Saturday, June 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you have any information or want more information, contact Stacy Cepeda at Encompass, and she can be reached at 425-888-2777. And her email address is Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Cepeda, C-E-P-E-D-A, at Encompass Northwest, N-W, so E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S-N-W.org. And, of course, if you're driving or not riding fast enough, again, I'll have all this information on www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. We hope that you support us and come out and be a part of walking the talk and making a difference in our communities. And we also hope, if you're not in the Snoqualmie Valley, that you're inspired to do something very similar in your own community. There's a lot of people in need and a lot of people that can really use our help and support. And this is when we shine, is when we help others. So having said that, thank you again for shining bright, my dear Dylan. And so we were talking about treatments for cancer. And I love talking about it because that really is the hope in all of this. I mean, I've noticed now that we're getting older, I'm getting older. My birthday approaches.
Just you. You're the only one
getting older. Okay, thank you. Now that we've clarified that. So I've noticed that there's people, you know, especially posting on Facebook, people that I grew up with. You know, Facebook is one of those things. You're interacting with people that you, in a normal course of events, would never have given a second thought that you even knew them. But now you're sharing stories, and they are faced with things like cancer and loss of loved ones and things. And there's this whole community that's popping up, and you start to think about how we really can help and support each other. But when I hear about hope, and the advancements, those are the stories that I really, really like to share, because even though we're not talking about brain cancer, the fact that we are talking about something that's working with something as devastating as brain cancer, that gives hope to everybody that's facing these types of things. So you talked about drugs, but the new thing that was just approved by the FDA is an actual device that goes on the top of your head. Can you explain what that is and how that works and why this is so rockin' awesome?
Rockin' awesome. I love it.
Rockin' awesome.
It is. It's okay. So I, like I said, it's very historic because it's the very, very first device approved by the FDA to treat brain cancer. So the best way to get a visual, we're on radio, right? So we're not on TV. So the visual.
Imagine your head.
A visual is this. Think about a cap on top of your head. It's soft, and it molds to your head. And what it is it's slow, soft frequencies of energy, of being transmitted to the brain tumor from all different angles, okay? So simultaneously. And listen, this is for 12 hours a day, but you don't feel it. There are no side effects. You can go on and just do just about anything that you normally would during your day, except for you wouldn't want to go swimming. You wouldn't wear it when you take a shower.
So water would probably be avoided with the electricity.
Water would be kind of bad.
Yeah, water would be bad.
Please know that. Water is bad when you wear this cap. So, but a lot of people wear it, and they wear, a scarf or a cool hat or a cowboy hat, whatever. And people don't even know they have it on.
Yeah, at some point, you probably forget, right?
Right. So you're having treatment for your brain tumor, and you're walking along, you're doing everything that you would do.
You're still living.
You're not feeling really icky from chemo. Okay, you're still living, and you're living a very quality life.
Nice.
That's huge. That's key. You carry along with this device, with the cap, a battery pack. And the battery pack is carried along, you know, not just in your hand, but it's put in a backpack. It's put in a purse. It's put in a, you know, man bag.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever you think's cool and that you like, you do it. And, you know, that's what people are walking around with now, and they're receiving treatment for their brain tumor. How cool is that?
Awesome. And so at some point in time, they might have to have chiropractic adjustments for, you know, carrying a bag on their shoulder. It was funny. I was watching, you were on Como, I believe. Was it Como that did the, was it Como or Cairo?
Was it Monday? Was it just this
no,
week?
No, it was before the news article.
Radio. Cairo.
It wasn't radio, it was TV, but anyway.
Well, I've been on a few things.
I know. Well, we were going to talk about that too. So here you are, gracing the Walk the Talk with Kim show. I'm verklempt. We have a celebrity in our midst. But they had done an interview with a woman, and they were showing her wearing the brain cap and carrying the bag. And that's what she said. She said, other than having to carry the battery pack.
That was Q13, by the way.
Thank you.
And
we'll give a plug to them too. Yes. We're giving a plug to everybody else.
Q13. That was Charlotte.
Yes.
And she's the brain tumor patient that I work with. And one of the reasons I know so much about this particular device in this case and et cetera, is because one of the clinical trials is actually here, right here in Seattle at the Ben and Catherine Ivey Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment, which is part of the Swedish Neuroscience Institute at the Cherry Hill campus. And so I learned about this clinical trial from working through with brain tumor patients. And when I learned more about it and learned that the FDA was considering hearing appeals for approval for this particular treatment, I said, hey, I need to go to Washington, D.C., and I really need to be a patient advocate, because I've seen firsthand. You know, I've seen patients be told to go home and die by their doctors. And I've seen patients then get put onto this device. And this is after they've gone through all of the standard treatments that we have available right now for brain tumor patients. So this is another option.
So these are people that didn't respond? Or are these...
They probably responded for a while.
Uh-huh.
Most likely they responded for a while, maybe Timidor. Then they maybe moved on to Avastin, you know, that kind of thing. And without going into another clinical trial, there just are no more options. So now they have an option. And not only does the patient, not only does the patient have another option, but guess what? The doctors have another option as well. So
it sounds like a good one that's not destroying your body in the process.
Mm-mm.
So is there hope that now that the FDA has approved this, that this can be the first treatment instead of the last treatment? Or how's that all
they
work?
They didn't approve it that way. They approved it as this is the next option after you've gone through standard treatment, then Avastin. And, of course, you would want to do surgery if possible and radiation prior to your treatment. So that's how it's approved right now. But the beautiful thing about the FDA approving this particular treatment is that now we will be able to open more clinical trials, mm-hmm. And more patients will have access to this. And with those clinical trials, you know, we'll learn more. And so it's just one more step towards advanced brain tumor treatment. So
I love how you're bringing this education. I know you've been immersed for 12 years in an education that you probably never wanted. But it's just so important for us to hear a layperson, not a doctor, telling us about these, because you hear from doctors and drug companies about these really great things, and we don't really know what to do with that. But when we hear you talking, I know when I hear you talking, I think about, boy, what are all the other cancers that this might help with, and getting kind of an education on those things.
Well, the Novo TTF device is actually, the technology is already being used in lung cancer.
Mm.
So I think you're going with, where can this be applied as well to other cancers? And I don't know, other than I already know that it's being used for lung cancer, and I'm sure it's being looked at for other types of cancers
you can,
as well.
If you can make it into a cap, you can make it into a bra, and that might be able to help our breast cancer patients.
Hey, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Of course. Well, we're going to take, actually, no, we've got a few more minutes. I was thinking, I'm discombobulated because my clock's been moved, and so I apologize, everybody. So in terms of other treatments that are available, what's next for this treatment? So it's going into more clinical trials, and then what happens? When does it get open so that it's a standard form of treatment?
So it was just approved by the FDA, so it is considered a standard form of treatment right now. But there is a delay in processing before your insurance would pay for it, and that's a several month delay. So right now, that is all being worked out, and that will be the next process, is working with the insurance companies to try and make sure that people have access. Now, not just access, but the thing with access, you have to know about it. So that's education. You have to know about it. So guess what? We need to really, really reach out to our doctors, our neurosurgeons, our neuro-oncologists, our oncologists. We need to reach out to everybody and let them know about not only this device, but also what's happening right now with brain cancer.
So now it is time to take a break. And I want to stop on that note because we do want to talk next 15 minutes about awareness and also about an event that you come on that really helps with that awareness that can save lives. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW, Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Come back for some more information with Dylan Elliott of the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Brain Cancer Research.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for Women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class size is limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbro at 425-890-5037.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5. Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
Hey, my name is Craig Goble.
And I'm Dory Z.
And I'm Rob Gray.
And together, we're the best thing you can do on a Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6. We're talking about leading-edge real estate topics.
Learn the ins, outs, and secrets of the real estate industry.
And why things work and why things don't every week on Real Estate Radio.
We'll tell it to you as it is, straight, honest, and from the cuff.
And where else can you listen to three real estate professionals who are doing this every day? We're in the trenches, putting transactions together and solving problems.
Real Estate Radio.
Tune in every Thursday afternoon, 4 to 6.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano, and we are back with Dylan Elliott of the Chris Elliott Fund for Glioblastoma Cancer Research. I have said glioblastoma more times in the last couple of months than I ever thought I would. So I'm very proud of myself that I can actually say it without tripping over my tongue. Having said that, it might happen sometime during the show, but we'll keep moving forward. So we've talked briefly about your involvement and how you got involved. And we talked about these incredible treatments that are coming that are so, they're creating so much hope. But as with anything, you've got to have the funding and the money and the people behind it, or it goes nowhere. And so there's two pieces to that. There's funding and then there's education. And of course, those, both of those go hand in hand. You can't get funding unless you, you know, so that's just the way things work in nonprofit organizations. But why I've really wrapped my noodle, literally and figuratively, no, not literally, around this idea of this particular thing of what you're doing is because the education piece is so critically important to what you're doing, and you do it exceptionally well. Part of the reason for this show is not only education to the masses, to as many people as will listen that we can get across, but also to other executive directors within organizations that I can actually learn from someone who's doing stuff really, really, really well. And so talk to me about, it's wonderful. By the way, speaking of people around the world, literally, I was looking at my Facebook page. I have listeners in Turkey, in Argentina, in England. And I'm looking at this list going, wow, people are listening to my show. I don't know what language they speak, but
they're hearing you.
Evidently, awesome. They're hearing somebody. I don't know. I'm hoping that they're getting a lot out of it. And I hope that it's helping them in their countries do some really cool stuff that's going on here. But as far as I'm concerned, you're best in class in what you're doing with education, getting out there, being front and center. But behind the scenes, you're also helping people that have newly discovered that they have this disease, family members around this disease. Tell us a little bit about your education program that you have going with this organization.
We have a couple different programs. We have something called our Patient Outreach and Advocacy Program. And what that really means is that on any given day, anywhere all over the world, people get a hold of the Chris Elliott Fund. So they find us on Facebook. They find us on our website. They find us through friends and family. They email us. They e-voice us. They text us. They do everything because they're asking. They're reaching out. Mm-hmm. They need help. And I can tell you from being involved in this disease, there's very, very little real help there. You know, there's resources out there and there's what you read on the internet. But it's scary. And if you're fighting this disease and you're alone, I got to tell you how much it might mean to just sit and talk to somebody who's been through this disease, learn something along the way, and is available to share it. And I tell people what I learned, what I would do differently. And my most important message to people is you have got to be treated at a brain tumor center, a credited brain tumor center. So I'm not afraid to say that if you're being treated at your local hospital, I'm not afraid to say that you really need to be treated elsewhere. And that's not just in the state of Washington. That's worldwide. You need to be doing that. Your care needs to be in collaboration with your neuro-oncologist and your neurosurgeon. And you need to be talking to somebody before surgery about genetic testing of your brain tumor. And we're all hearing the buzz right now about genetic testing with all cancer. With brain cancer in particular, we know that with glioblastoma, there's at least 5 subclasses of it. That's something that's new within the last 10 years, by the way. Everybody used to think brain cancer was brain cancer, and brain cancer was one kind, and it was treated one way. Mm-hmm. We now know that's different. But we don't know that unless you've had the molecular structure of your particular brain tumor analyzed genetically. And the reason that that's important is because we now have the ability to target treatment based on your individual brain tumor. So what I would really want to stop happening is people reaching out to not only me, but other organizations such as the National Brain Tumor Society, et cetera, after surgery. That's a really big bummer because once somebody's had surgery, if they haven't signed the paperwork and they're not at some place where the genetic testing is done automatically, such as the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment here in Seattle, that's an opportunity that's lost, and you don't get it back.
Is that because they can do the testing on the matter at the time of surgery or before?
They do it at the time of surgery. It's okay. Live tumor tissue is where you're going to get your most information. Most places basically toss the tumor tissue. It's gone. And there's it's rich. It's rich with valuable information on on treatments that
not only
may
for
work
yourself,
for you.
I'm sure for everybody.
Well, for everybody. It's also research. You know, research is incredibly important, and that's why we are seeing such a change in this disease, is because we are seeing some research and some dollars go into this particular disease. So number one, make sure you're at a brain tumor center, period. Make sure you're working with a neurosurgeon and a neuro-oncologist. Mm-hmm. Make sure you've done your paperwork before you have surgery for genetic testing. Make sure that is done. And again, that's hard to get. That's not something that's routinely offered to people. So remember, the Chris Elliott Fund is here to help you and put you in touch with different brain tumor centers around the United States where that's being done.
Now, I noticed, I remember you telling me that you have a part-time social worker at the location, I'm sorry, tell me again, at Swedish. What's that called?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah. That is what we call our Chris Elliott Fund Integrative Patient Support Program. Yes. So what that is I'm not sure how much time we have. One of the things we noticed in the state of Washington was, you know, there just wasn't anybody to talk to. And we wanted to see some of that change. So we support a social worker who is there to meet with brain tumor patients and their families. She's right there. She's housed right there. And she's known as the Chris Elliott Fund Integrative Care Specialist. Not only does she meet with brain tumor patients and their specialists right after their meetings with their doctors, but she's there. She's on call. And her job is to help people with whatever it is. You know, your drug company, your health insurance won't pay for your drugs. You don't have transportation to chemo. Whatever it is, she's there, and that's what she's there for. And so can you imagine when you're fighting a illness that is terminal for the most part, how hard it is to really get up in the morning and to fight for all those things that you need. And then when you have these things that come your way, such as insurance issues, or my pharmacy doesn't carry this drug, or all those things, you know, now you have somebody who's really right there, and their job is to help you and help you get through it. So we support that person. We fund that person. We'd love to be able to fund more people, more social workers around the United States who are there really dedicated for brain tumor patients and their caregivers. So we also have patient support groups. We also have caregiver groups, and we also have education and awareness groups monthly within the Ben and Catherine Ivey Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment as well.
And you do tours there so people can look at the facilities and look at what happens there real time.
Yes, I do. I do monthly tours there. I think it's really important as far as education and awareness go that people understand what's going on there and why it's different than anywhere else in the state of Washington or the Pacific Northwest. And the thing that's cool too is if you go on a tour, you also get to go through the lab and you get to see what is routine within the Ivey Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment.
When is the next tour of the Ivey Center?
It is in June, and I'm so sorry I don't have the date. But
that's okay. We'll put it on the website there so that anybody who's I'm going to go. I want to go see it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's totally fantastic.
It makes a big deal. So all of this stuff obviously costs money, and so fundraising is a big part of what you do. Unfortunately, I mean, I wish we could just say it's taken care of and we're just going to do everything that we can. But the reality of the situation is it's a squeaky wheel situation. And that's horrible to say, but it just is as it relates to how we make sure we get as many people addressed and taken care of. The social worker, I cannot even imagine being in that situation or having a loved one, finding an insurance company when you're talking about a life. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I get indignant over my cell phone bill. I can't even imagine when you're dealing with something like that. And so these things are really critical. And it's all about love and it's about taking care of each other. Because if you're not taking care of your neighbor, your neighbor's not going to be there to take care of you. And so you have an event, and we're going to run a break here soon. But I want to briefly talk about the event. And so when we come back, we'll talk more about it. But there is an awareness auction and celebration luncheon called Brain Matters, which is coming on May 26th. Can you tell us just a little bit briefly, and then we'll come back and talk more about it, How did that come about? What is that?
That came about because May is National Brain Tumor Awareness Month, and it also happens to be the Chris Elliott Fund's 10th anniversary this month, May 18th. So we wanted to start a new event. So we decided, hey, brains matter, and they really do. Let's start an awareness auction and celebration luncheon, and let's keynote this disease in a big, big way. So we are definitely doing that on May 26th, Thursday, luncheon at the Bellevue Hyatt. I will talk about more about that when we come back. John Curley is our event MC and our auctioneer. He's also a Chris Elliott Fund board member.
Yeah, John Curley, if you haven't been at a luncheon event with John Curley, he's hilarious. He has the best stories. He told a story about, oh my gosh, what is the name? The guy who played Sulu on the Star Trek episodes that are just, he knows him, and he just, that's hilarious. He tells the great stories. And then also, who else is
George
going to be
Takei.
There? George Takei. Thank you very much. Fascinating. Have you ever heard John Curley speak at an event like that?
I've met him a few times.
Isn't he funny? He's just a really great guy. He is a really fun guy and very down to earth, very approachable. So I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. And who else is going to be there?
We also have three-time Emmy Award winner actress Jean Smart. Many of you may remember her from Designing Women. She played Charlene, the Southern Belle. That's when I was first introduced to her. She was also on 24 as the president's wife. She's been on numerous TV shows. She won an Emmy as well for Frasier's Girlfriend.
That's right.
Yes. Gosh, we can talk more when we come back. Yes. But she's a great, great asset to the Chris Elliott Fund.
And she has a story behind why she's involved in the organization as well, which we will talk about when we come back from our break. Thank you so much for listening to Walk the Talk with Kim show. You can get more information on www.walkthetalkwithkim. And we will conclude our conversation with Dylan Elliott when we come back from the break.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
There's an exciting new astrology hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
G'day, my name is Dr. Brett Bolton. I'm your host along with Eric Ryder every Tuesday afternoon on Half Hour to Health. Join us and our guests every Tuesday at 3 p.m. as we explore health and wellness. In less than 30 minutes, you'll come away with the answers you need to reprogram your health. Information that will empower you to live well, move well, and age well. That's Half Hour to Health every Tuesday at 3 p.m. with me, your host, Dr. Brett Bolton.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Ariano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ariano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
It's my life. Don't you forget. It's my life.
You're jamming with the smooth sounds of Walk the Talk with Kim Ariano. That was just fun. I like dancing. One of these days, we're just going to have to just get up and dance. We have to dance.
The Dance the Talk with Kim show.
The Dance the Talk. The Walk Dance the Talk with Kim. Yes, we have to do it. Speaking of dancing, how did your show go on Friday?
It went very well. There was a lot of people dancing, which is a great thing.
That is awesome. So Eric's in a band, and his band performed to benefit, remind me again?
The Urban Arts Festival.
The Urban Arts Festival. And so
happens
you went
in
on
Tacoma
and,
every year.
Oh, very cool. So he was on there doing his thing and his dance music, and I'm sorry that I missed it, but next time you got to let me know, and I'm going to come down and see. I'm glad that it went well. I am glad there were a lot of people dancing. That doesn't surprise me.
Thank you. We had a fun time.
Good. I'm sure you're extremely talented. So we are back to talking about brains. And of course, I think brains are incredibly sexy and interesting to talk about, but I have been informed that not all people think so. But I do. I'm really excited because my kids, I'm getting a brain, not a real brain, but I'm getting a fake brain.
Good.
Because I felt I needed to ground people in reality. And when you talk about brains, it's in your head and everybody knows what brains look like, but you go your whole life never seeing your brain because it's in your head, right? And so I'm getting a brain so we can actually touch and feel and look and pull it apart. And
I was going to say, they have the kind that you can pull apart, which is really kind of cool. So
yes, I'm very excited.
Try and get one of those.
I did get one. It's on its way. I got on eBay and I'm getting myself a brain that pulls apart into, I think, 16 different sections or something.
Wow.
So for us geeky brain people, folks, glioblastoma is a specific type of cancer. Is it in a specific area of the brain?
What it does is it originates in the area of the cell. It's called the glio area.
Uh-huh.
And that is called glioblastoma.
Uh-huh.
So it's the most common type of brain tumor being diagnosed. And the thing with brain cancer, particularly glioblastoma, is by the time you have a tumor that is spotted, you have microscopic cancer cells all over your brain.
Mm.
So it needs to be treated very, very aggressively from day one. And that's actually really key. Thank you for asking that, because that is key. Don't ever go with the philosophy of let's watch it. Let's stop. Let's watch it. I see that happening in different places in the country where people are treating brain cancer who are not specialists. And, you can't just sit there and watch it. You have to be aggressive and you have to treat it with everything that you've got.
Yeah. Good. And so more education. So, okay, we were talking about the Brain Matters Awareness Auction and Celebration Luncheon, and we're going to have John Curley there. He's going to be the auctioneer and the event MC, and then Gene Smart is going to come and talk about it. Now, why would Gene be involved in this organization?
So Gene would be involved with the Chris Elliott Fund because Gene and her family, she grew up in Ballard. Her family is a Washington State family. She graduated from the University of Washington, that kind of thing. Her sister, Georgia, developed brain cancer, glioblastoma. And Jean's story is not unique. It is like a lot of people's stories, right? They learned what they needed to know about brain cancer and about aggressively treating it actually too late. When they finally learned that you really needed to be treating this disease with everything that you've got and the genetic piece, that piece, the genetic testing piece and all of that, Georgia had already had this cancer for, I want to say 8 to 11 months, somewhere around there. And so Jean is mad. She's mad. Why did this happen to her sister, number one? Number two, why didn't they know about advanced brain tumor treatment? Number three, why didn't they get it?
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, they had to learn about it. So Jean actually contacted me and said, hey, I want to dive in. I want to do something about this disease and I want to make a lot of noise. And I want, I'm going to use my voice to educate and bring attention to this disease. So Georgia passed away last January.
Mm.
And, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of my husband who passed away. And I talk to Jean frequently, and I know that George is heavy on her mind, and this is a way for her to do something in her sister's honor. So Jean, Jean's busy. She's an actress, but you know what? She makes time to come up and visit her family, And when she does, she tries to do whatever she can do for the Chris Elliott Fund and raise money, raise awareness, raise education for this disease. So Jean has gladly said she would be happy to be our keynote speaker on May 26th at the Bellevue Hyatt at our awareness luncheon.
Excellent. And there's another event that's coming up, too, that we're going to talk about in a minute. But there's also a wine thing going on. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the wine here in just a moment. But the event is coming, again, you mentioned, at the Bellevue Hyatt on May 26th at 11:30 a.m. How does somebody get tickets or get involved?
Okay, so the best way to get involved with this event and to come and support it and the Chris Elliott Fund is to go online to chriselliottfund.org. Go to our events section, look under May Luncheon Event, and you're going to buy your ticket. It's $150. 50 of it pays for your lunch and the event, and $100 is a donation to brain cancer education and awareness and patient support in the Pacific Northwest.
And I can't stress how critical that it is. Yes, we're talking about a very specific type of cancer, but it's not about, in my mind, you might disagree with me, but the way that I see it is it's not just about glioblastoma cancer. It's about supporting those in the cancer community, because if you've been affected by anyone with cancer, both of my grandfathers died of lung cancer. And if you think about how you have been affected, Relay for Life is coming up this weekend. This is an opportunity to be empowered and take control and give hope to other people. And what you're doing is so incredibly important as it relates to supporting the families and getting the knowledge out there and getting the education out there. So please definitely consider joining us. I'll be there and we're going to have a really great time. And in addition to that event, again, coming up here real quick, there also is an event that's happening in Walla Walla, Walla Walla, Washington. Why Walla Walla? Where are you going to Walla Walla with Jean Smart for?
Oh, well, because, you know, when you want to go to Walla Walla with Jean Smart.
I want to drink some wine.
Well, that's why I'm going. I have a love affair with Walla Walla. I have a love affair with wine. And long story short.
Hopefully onions, too.
I just like saying Walla Walla, Washington, right? Yeah, and onions, yes. Onions and wine, that doesn't sound so great.
No. Jean Smart happens to love Chardonnay. So the Chris Elliott Fund was lucky enough to learn and get engaged with the Sinclair Estate Vineyards right in Walla Walla. And I happen to love their wine. And Tim Sinclair, who is the owner of Sinclair Estate Vineyards, said, you know, I'd like to do something for charity. And you know what? We haven't labeled our Chardonnay yet. And I said, wow, let's talk. I would really like to get involved. And so I don't know how much time we have, but when we come back.
No, we've got about three more minutes.
So. Oh, I can talk. Okay, well, here's the deal. Who doesn't love a great glass of Chardonnay? So I am going to seriously plug right now Sinclair Estate Vineyards and the Chardonnay. It's 100% Chardonnay. It's 100% new French oak. It's 100% Lewis Vineyards, which is really at Prosser, Washington in the Columbia Valley. It's aged for 12 months. The notes say it's not over-oaked. It's crisp and clean and tropical aromas. And I can actually attest to this. I was able to taste it from beginning to end. And so I can tell you that it's bottled now and it's a whole lot better than it was when it was in the barrel. I love it, though. It's really good. And it passed the Jean test, which was really critical because she's a Chardonnay connoisseur.
Okay, so she's So she knows.
So she's like, okay, I can have my name on that. I'm okay with that. it received 90 points from the Wine Spectator and 91 from Wine Enthusiasts.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm talking good wine here.
Yeah.
So we have put together, we're launching the Chris Elliott Fund label, wine label with Sinclair Estate Vineyards on the Chardonnay. And we've put together three separate events at the end of May. The first one is Friday, May 27th. It's a very exclusive sit-down dinner for 30 people at the Sinclair Estates Tasting Room in Walla Walla. Tickets are available, and it's very, very limited. And you're going to sit down with Jean, and you're going to have a great meal. And I happen to know the caterers, and they're doing a great, fantastic job. The next day, there is a very small brunch at the Vine and Roses Bed and Breakfast, which is just an outstanding place to stay, by the way. And that's with Jean as well. So that's only open to 15 people. And then Saturday.
So if you really like Gene, you can say we had wine and breakfast with Gene the next day.
Seriously, you guys.
Wink, wink.
This is going to be really fun. I will be there as well. Ha ha.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, we have a really fun appetizers and wine night with Gene at the Sinclair Estate Vineyards Tasting Room. So tickets are available for those through our website. Again, chriselliottfun.org.
And we'll put all that information on www.walkthetalkwithkim. And I hope that you pass along all of this information and support the Chris Elliott Fund for glioblastoma brain cancer research. Thank you to Pearson Law Firm for sponsoring the show. And have a wonderful day and love your fellow neighbor and man.